The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
God, the figures show that more than 25,000 bicycles have been reported stolen across Ireland since 2019. However, campaigners estimate that up to three quarters of victims never report that their bikes have been stolen. So the question remains, what needs to be done to keep bikes safe and keep your wheels moving? And just how many were actually stolen and what has happened to them? Joining me now to talk about all of this is Una Morrison, spokesperson for the Dublin Cycling Campaign. Una, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
First of all, the estimate of bikes stolen. A number of our texters already on saying mine was stolen, never reported it. So what's your belief of the true figure?
Yes, we believe that the figures are correct in that only a quarter are actually reported to the guards. So those numbers, 25,000, multiply that up. That's a lot more bikes and a lot more people inconvenienced over the past 5 to 6 years.
So if it's a quarter, that would mean the real figure is 100,000.
Yes.
Since 2019. What happens to those bikes, do you know? I mean, who's buying them? Are they being bought, you know, by bike shops who sell them on as secondhand bikes? Are they being exported? Do we know?
We don't really know. We have seen the Gardaí have found some bikes in containers, ready to leave the country, and some bikes have been recovered. But with that volume, it is very hard to know where they are. I would encourage people, if you are buying bikes online in some of the sales tools, that you check, like, how did someone come across this, and look for visible signs of the frame being damaged from, say, a lock or something like that, like if it's been forced, and that would be an indication that the bike has been stolen.
So in other words, if you're the customer to buy a secondhand bike, try to ensure that it is not a stolen bike, because
exactly.
Well, dishonest, number one, it might be a bargain, but you never know when the owner would turn up and claim it from you.
Exactly. And, you know, it is somebody else's means of transport of getting around. So let's be a bit mindful of that, too.
I'll give an example coming in. My son's bike was stolen outside a local supermarket. A Garda came down, reviewed the video. The CCTV quality was excellent. The guy who took the bike was wearing his employer's fleece. Clear as day. His face was very clear. But so far, nothing has been done about it. It's very frustrating. So generally speaking, the Garda, when they're told about things, do they listen? Do they do anything?
They do listen. Another friend of mine had her son's bike stolen outside their house just before Christmas. And the guards in Donnybrook really did take it seriously. And again, there was video footage, but it is very hard to track this down. And there is, you know, we know that there are limits to the Garda capacity, and we would encourage people to report, because that's the only way that we'll get a sense of the scale of the problem.
Now, when a car is stolen, one of the identifiers, if it's not stolen for a robbery or something and then burnt out, but if a car is retrieved, the VIN number is the absolute identifier. Normally on a bike, there is some sort of etching into the frame of the bike indicating its identity. Is that still the case with modern bikes?
Yes, we'd encourage people that when you have your bike to keep note of any serial numbers or any identifying marks. And also the Gardaí do offer some services where you can put, you know, a special engraving. It could be an air code, which I wouldn't recommend because that's pointing to your house, but something on to make it identifiable, and then you can really know that that is specifically my bike. So there are services that are available, and the guards do that if you keep an eye on their social media, etc. You'll track that down.
Another text: I had my bike stolen about 5 years ago from within our own apartment complex. I went to the Garda station that day with pictures and details. They told me to report it online, so I did. I received a letter in the post 7 months later saying they'd begun an investigation into my bike. About a week later, they mailed me to tell me they'd finished the investigation, and lo and behold, they had not found my bike. Needless to say, after a month or so, I had lost hope. That's from Anthony in Westmeath. So you can understand the Gardaí with, you know, pressing problems, chasing drug dealers and burglars and murderers and all the rest of it, they would say, it's only a bike. What do you say if that is the attitude of many Gardaí?
Well, I'd encourage the Gardaí and the wider population to take this seriously, because one, it's removing somebody's method of transport, getting around and enjoying their independent life. Also, this is an entry level crime, potentially. It's not a career path I've considered, but it is something that, you know, if you can get into the cycle of crime, how could that escalate? So in terms of crime prevention, I think it's an important piece. And also to show that people can trust the Gardaí by things being treated seriously, it builds an appreciation for the hard work that our colleagues and do in An Garda Síochána. I think it's really important that people do acknowledge when a crime is committed, report it, claim on their insurance if they have the bike insured. These things are all very important to keep society running smoothly.
Now, is there anything that we can do structurally? I mean, when you have a bike stolen from within someone's own apartment complex, or indeed from the office block where they might work, even though they might have dedicated bicycle parking, sometimes the thieves can manage to get in there and unhook a bike and steal it. Is there anything we can do? I mean, are there safe spaces for bikes?
There are some safe spaces for bikes. We know 75% of thefts are kind of more out and about, like on street or, you know, locked to a lamppost type thing. One, we would ask for our county councils and city councils to provide more safe, congregated, secure bike parking, for example, on Drury Street and the Spire car parks. And when, as less cars are coming into the city, this is an opportunity to use those spaces. They're lit, they're dry, you know, there's more people around. It's more difficult for someone to come in, like pull up with a van and an angle grinder and take a lock off. So more of those facilities are something that we would encourage our councils to provide, particularly at transport hubs and looking at where people are moving. The other thing I'd encourage cyclists to do is to use two forms of locks, or be it like a U-shaped lock and a cable. We have some information on our website on like best ways to lock your bike, just to make it as awkward as possible for a bike to be stolen.
And finally, you know, it used to be seen as an opportunistic crime. You know, some lad, a few jars on him on the way home from the pub, doesn't want to walk home, sees a bike outside a house, steals it. But I get the impression when you talk about vans and angle grinders that this seems to be more like organized crime.
Yes, I would agree. With that volume, this is definitely a planned event. And, you know, if people are buying high quality locks that we know have been used and then still a bike still stolen, you need to have, there are battery powered angled grinders which can be available, you know, in the middle aisle of some supermarkets or in a hardware store. So that means the tools for crime are readily available. So we definitely think this is more planned. With that volume, it has to be.
Una Morrison, spokesperson for the Dublin Cycling Campaign, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.